America. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. I have a question for you. Are you a weekend warrior? You know what that is. You sit in your cubicle all week long, you barely move, only to go to the vending machine and buy some candy, and then you decide you are going to be an exercise machine Saturdays and Sundays. Maybe you've been lounging on the couch for the past 3 months and you said, that's it, this weekend I'm going to run a marathon. Well, maybe that's not such a good idea. And as ACE-certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie is about to explain, there are ways to prevent injury if you are a weekend warrior. Here is this week's Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie.
First, get checked out. See your doctor for a clean bill of health and approval before starting any new exercise program or joining a team. This is particularly important if you've suffered previous injuries, have a current medical condition, or haven't exercised in at least 3 months. Don't neglect your warm-up and cool-down. Take 10 minutes to warm your muscles up using the same movements as your workout, but in a slower, gentler way. Cooling down by slowing the pace, and then get a good stretch after. Wear the appropriate protective gear and equipment for your sport and make sure it fits properly. Start slowly. Many of us get so excited by that first spring day that we go all out the first time of the season. Cross-train. Mix up your routine with a variety of exercises so your body is constantly challenged and you're using new, different muscle groups. Train for your sport. Tennis, running, golf, volleyball, they all require repetitive movements that can cause damage to muscles and tendons if you're not properly prepared. Good form is crucial for injury prevention. I'm ACE-certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Have you ever traveled with kids? Oh, especially smaller children? Oh, you know what it's like. You decide, this is going to be fun. So you get in the car and you're traveling to Wally World or wherever and you realize, why did we do this? You're not even out of the driveway. Are we there yet? You're not even off your street. Are we there yet? You're not even on the highway and are we there yet? Well, there are things you can do to help prevent road trip disasters when traveling with children. There are several. Here's the first one. What about the good old trusted travel tray? A travel tray is a great way to give kids a desk to write and play on. Crafty DIYers can modify cookie sheets so that kids can draw on them and use magnets. That's actually a pretty good idea because a cookie sheet is inherently magnetic, so the stuff isn't going to fly all over the car. When they are not using it to eat off of, the tray can be turned into a colorful chalk roadmap so that kids can chart their progress. I don't know if I want to start getting chalk involved in a car. Do you want chalk all over the interior? I think we're going to stick with the magnetic letters and leave it there. When building one of these trays, be sure to add slits to each corner of the cookie sheet and wrap any sharp edges with a few layers of colorful duct tape to protect the kiddies. See, once again, duct tape can be used for anything and everything, but it's a good idea to cover up the sharp things. All that is needed then are some lengths of Velcro to loop through the slits, and once tied down, the tray will remain safely anchored across the child's lap. And for anyone who would rather buy than build, there are a handful of travel trays out there. One is available from a company called Star Kids. The next one, cereal necklaces. The name says it all. These low-sugar snacks are guaranteed to keep the kids happy and healthy and as they munch away on the all-grain goodness down the highway. This is an especially useful cheat for younger children who are prone to tossing snacks all over the back seat. For a healthy, low-sugar and dye-free alternative to Fruit Loops, check out Tropic O's by Freedom Foods, which are usually available at Whole Foods. Folks, can we please just have the Fruit Loops and just worry about eating healthy maybe after vacation? You don't have to be a slave to all this healthy stuff. It's vacation. What about maybe a Cheerio? What's wrong with a good old wholesome Cheerio? This one kind of sits a little weird with me. So you're going to put a necklace around them, and it's cereal. But you're also talking about a string, or maybe even a rope, or maybe even some twine.
I don't want to be driving at 65 miles an hour trying to worry about the guy next to me texting on the road and the truck driver who's all over the road himself, and then worry that the kid in the back seat's got rope around his neck just so he can have some cereal with him. Maybe you're thinking, well, wait a minute. Maybe it's just a necklace that you're not wearing around the neck, but that you just put the Cheerios and or the Fruit Loops on and they hold. Well, the problem, you put it around the back seat somewhere, which also makes a mess. But when you use the word necklace, don't you think that somebody out there is going to think you put it around a kid's head? You don't do that. So I don't even know why they call it a cereal necklace. It would not be advisable to do that. The next one, a tablet mount. In today's modern tech-filled age, the thought of not turning on YouTube, Hulu, or Netflix for just an hour to pander to the pampered person in the backseat is just pure heresy. As parents, we know that sticky sausage fingers on the touchscreen is really not that great, so keeping that iPad out of reach is just as important as keeping the little ones hooked on Sesame Street. Sesame Street has changed so much over the years. You know, you turn it on now, it's nothing that it was when you and I were kids, but anyway. A tablet mount will help keep that expensive piece of technology out of harm's way while allowing the infotainment to freely flow. To prevent eating into your data plan, it is recommended loading some movies and learning programs onto the tablet before getting into the car, so all that is there is going to be just using up the power and not all of your data. And it is recommended to get a hanger that has a protective screen shield for older kids who want to play games on the tablet. Yeah, that's a good idea about not running up your data plan, you know, because, oh, let me go online. First of all, you know, you're too busy trying to drive, and all of a sudden you got your kid on your tablet going on the internet. Who knows what they're going to see as you're cruising through or past exit 22. The next one, fitted sheets on car seats. This is a very good idea. This sheet is a great one for people wanting to keep their seats in pristine condition when it is time for some ill-advised milkshakes and cheese conies. Just take a fitted sheet and wrap the lower portion of the seat as needed. Some cars will need to have the seat folded up so that the sheet can grip underneath properly. It is recommended wrapping the upright position of a seat with another contour sheet for added peace of mind. Very, very good idea. Not just because they're going to get messy with the crayons and the crackers and the cereal necklaces per se and all the other stuff. You're driving a long way on the highway, and you know what kids tend to do during those long road trips. Mm-hmm. And if yesterday's dinner ends up all over the back seat, you want that back seat covered, so that's why you go get yourself a fitted sheet. That's a pretty good idea. What about this one? Upside down crazy straws. Tired of toddlers pulling straws out and flinging them across the car? That was never a concern when our son was young, but maybe it is. I don't know. Just flip a crazy straw upside down and they will be impossible to remove. This is one of those cheats that allows kids to have something fun and colorful, and parents don't have to worry about finding misplaced smoothie straws under a car seat months later. Crazy straws come in all sorts of shapes and colors, so it is easy to find something that will be attractive to the child. So again, I think what they mean is you turn it upside down so the big squiggly thing will be underneath the top of the cup when you snap on or whatever, or if you stop for soda somewhere or water or whatever the drink is. So that way they can't pull the straw up because the whole curly Q gizmo will be underneath the top of the cup. Thus, the straw doesn't go anywhere, but if you have a child perhaps with the strength of Bam Bam Rubble, what if he pulls the straw so hard he pops the top of the cup off and all of a sudden you got yourself milkshake all over the car? See that, smarty pants? The next one, and again, these are things you can do to ensure road trip happiness with you and your child. The next one is a DVD coloring case. This is a cheat that makes a lot of sense. It is way cheaper than buying a complete art set. Just grab an old DVD case. Remember those ones we used to have? We don't really use them much anymore because the whole world now goes through Netflix through your kid's video game at home? Remove the disc and any pamphlets, of course. Cut some sheets of paper so they will fit properly and toss some color pencils into the disc side of the case. Color pencils will fit perfectly and the clasps on the paper side will hold the fresh coloring pages in place. For a fun touch, take the time and print up some road trip related graphics to slide into the outer jacket and get the kids to draw what they are seeing along the way. Or simply stop at the dollar store and buy yourself a coloring book. I'm getting right to the point here, folks. And let's see. The other one is called the Stay Hold.
The final cheat is a must for any parent wanting to keep that cooler from flipping over in the storage compartment of the minivan or the SUV. This brilliantly simple contraption features a series of strong straps to keep items tethered together and can be firmly attached to almost any trunk space courtesy of the Stayhold's super strong Velcro undercarriage. The Stayhold can be arranged in any configuration that is necessary, and people who would want to keep their cargo space organized are going to love how easily and effectively this product keeps soccer balls and tricycles in check during a bumpy road trip. That's a pretty good idea as well. Don't many SUVs and minivans come with nets, cargo nets? I know our minivan, we've got this gargantuan Grand Caravan. There's a cargo net between the two seats in the front. I got nets attached to the back of the seat all the way in the back. I got compartments all over the place, so I don't know if this is a bit redundant. The key is just make good use of all of your storage space and really think twice if your kid is ready for a long, 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 long road trip, because half the fun is getting there, and you don't want that fun taken away. Enjoy your trip. This is America Weekend, and I'm going to get myself one of those cereal necklaces. I'm Ed Kalenge. American
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.